Welcome to the El Paso County Detention Center. This place is a breeding ground for the Barrio Aztecas, one of the most dangerous gangs along the southwest border. You can tell by the inmates' artwork stuck on deputies' office walls. It's elaborate pencil drawings of busty women in indigenous headdresses, kind of like the tattoos etched on the inmates' bodies. Sergeant Albert Tellez is a jail supervisor who's dealt with the BAs for 21 years.
The actual first encounter that I had with the Barrio Aztecas, I was feeding with my trustees at the downtown jail, and one of the trustees said something to an inmate, and the inmate punched him right through the bars.
These guys are not sunshine in a bottle. In the latest indictment package against the BAs, the FBI accuses the gang of carrying out the murder of two U.S. citizens last March. One worked for the U.S. consulate. The other was a sheriff's deputy. The two were ambushed in their car after leaving a birthday party in Ciudad Juarez. Mexican police found the couple's infant daughter screaming in the back seat. This was a high-profile killing where the motive has yet to be confirmed. But drug-related hits in Mexico happen every day. And sometimes the orders for those hits go through top-level gangsters inside U.S. prisons.
They'll send a letter to prison, a coded letter. It'll go probably more likely to one of the lieutenants. He'll send it, he'll forward it to the captains. The captain will review it. What's in the letter? He'll give the say so yes or no.
Coded letters and phone calls are the main method of communication between BAs in prison and BAs in the streets. Hits in Mexico are typically ordered first by the cartel and then carried out by the gang. This is possible because the BAs are a transnational gang. They operate on both sides of the border. And that's nothing out of this world. Like many border residents, some gang members have close ties to Mexico, whether it be family or business. So that means BAs commit serious crimes in the United States, too.
I saw that they were involved in murders, assaults, extortion, and money laundering.
Samantha McKeska is a broad-shouldered FBI agent who's investigated the BAs for more than a decade. She's investigated cases where BA members kidnap people in El Paso and take them to Juarez, where they are killed. Usually those killed are in bad standing with the gang or the cartel.
The cartel will utilize individuals in El Paso, Texas, to commit crimes over in Juarez and then come back across the border, and also vice versa.
The gang is also involved in arms trafficking and human smuggling. According to a report by the intelligence analysis firm Stratfor, BAs in the United States will also provide refuge for Mexican cartel members whose lives are threatened across the border.
Open Restable 5.
Inside the BA wing of the El Paso Detention Center, Officer Raul Reyes observes inmates in orange-striped jumpsuits who wander about like caged lions. Reyes describes the arrest of one BA member during a recent roundup.
It was in the northeast part of town. It was a single-family home. It was actually a nice neighborhood, and you would have never expected that you had one of the top Barrio Aztecas living next door to you.
And that's exactly how these gangs prefer things. Like most drug trafficking operations inside the United States, they don't want you to know what they're up to. It's bad for business. In El Paso, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.